Hi, Sam Murphy.
Hello.
Hi. For people who don't know, you are probably best known as Static Noises in terms of music.
Yep, that's right.
And I think I've worked out now, is this the third time you've been on the show?
Once in the studio, once on the phone, and now, yes, third time.
Yeah, because the first time was talking about Suburb.
Yep.
And then I think it was Miles Away.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Now we're talking about Four Notorious.
Yep, that's the new one.
Yeah, so this is the new one. This is sort of more a techno vibe to this record, because the other two have been more housey vocal records, haven't they?
Yeah, I really wanted to make something for the club, really. I've had it in my CD wallet for a long time, and I've been playing it out at clubs, and every time I play it out, it just completely sort of sets the room on fire, and everyone goes absolutely nuts. So I think it's about time it goes out there to a release, so...
Yeah, is that how you sort of test your records? You play them out in the clubs first, see their reaction, then sort of decide, oh, I'll now start release this one?
It depends what kind of record it is, you see. Like, if it's more of a vocal track, then it will literally be in production. And then the first time it will get played out tends to be when it's on out on SoundCloud or something.
But okay, yeah.
With the more clubbier records, which are the ones that I tend to give away for free, but this one was so gold, and we knew we were gonna.
You thought to cash in on this one?
Not to cash in.
I'm joking.
But because there's not much money in the music industry. Anyway.
No, yeah, totally.
If we release it also gets sent to quite a lot of high-profile DJs, and obviously radio pick up on it more. So I thought, this song really deserves a chance. So we decided to release it.
What do you enjoy more? Because obviously the two records you've talked about on the show previously have been sort of more vocal. And I think, this is not a bad thing, but I think as soon as you put a vocal on a record, people perceive it to be a bit more mainstreamy, a bit more general appeal.
Well, yeah. Well, mainstream certainly isn't a bad thing.
Oh, no, totally. I think
so. Nor is underground. And I just, I try to embrace both sides of it, I guess. So I'd like... I've given away really underground-sounding records before, so You'll Think. I think you've played that one as well.
Yeah, we've played that on the show. Because that's for a free download still on SoundCloud, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still up there. So that's a much more clubbier record that hasn't really got a main vocal in it. But this one's got a vocal from a Notorious B.I.G. Speech, which is leads the vocal on a track on a lot, which...
It's a good sample on Four Notorious.
Yeah.
It sounds really good. It fits really well.
Yeah, it's. I did a lot of chopping and editing of it to get it to fit in, but once it was in there, like I was playing it out before it had the vocal on and it was working, but I just wanted something for sort of people who just want to listen to it. Like, they're not out in the club, they're just listening to it on headphones to identify with it, and I think it gives it a really nice finesse, I guess.
Yeah, I think it sort of finishes off the record, doesn't it? A bit of vocal.
Yeah, it's like a cherry on top, I guess.
Yeah, the cherry on the icing.
And it also gave me a title, so...
Yeah, totally. What do you enjoy doing more? Obviously, you enjoy making music in general. That's why you do it. That's why you produce. But is it quite fun making the more clubby records? Because I guess that's more just you working out a record. Or do you find it more interesting in working with a vocalist to add a vocal to your production?
Well, they both start off in very similar ways, to be honest. It's just me working on a song. I tend to get a little bit more excited when I've got a vocal on it, because I know people are going to... There's more chance of people liking it than a non-clubby record, I guess. But when there's, a track that you've made for the clubs and it just sounds so big, and just when it drops, it's like, whoa... that's a moment. With a vocal, it's more sound like, whoa, people are going to love this. But when it's like a clubby record, it's like, oh, I can't wait to play this out. It's going to be absolutely mental. So, yeah, I guess I feel more excited for when I'm going to play the records out.
Yeah, I think...
It's very different, but very similar. Like, I know people are going to, especially the people that know Suburb are going to be singing along to it. But then I know, I can see it in people's faces when I drop Four Notorious, people are just like, oh my God, that is huge.
Yeah. I think that was when you emailed it over to me, I sort of listened to it, and I sort of compared to the other records, because obviously it's not got a vocalist on it, so I think I automatically expected something different compared to what I'd heard before in terms of Suburb, Miles Away.
Yeah.
And then, because I'm quite a fan of a vocal anyway, I think a vocal, in terms of radio, playing a song on the radio, I think a vocal does help.
Yeah, oh, it's 1 million times. If you want to get anywhere near radio these days, you need a vocal. You can't expect people to sit there and listen to a 5 minute instrumental. It just doesn't work.
And that's why I think you've hit a really nice balance on Four Notorious, in the sense that it's mostly production, but then you've added in the sample, and I think that's sort of a perfect mix in terms of radio. You've got what you want in terms of a clubby record, but you've also got the sample to make it appealing to radio. So it's sort of hit a good balance.
Yeah, I didn't want to alienate people that have known me from just radio. Like, I just wanted to let people know that, you know, I am a fan of underground club music, and
yeah, of course,
I can do that. But,
to show your diversity, almost.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, you talk about playing now in the clubs at the moment. In terms of music that's not related to you, music not of your own, what are some of your other favourite tracks at the moment to play out?
My favourite tracks at the moment to play out?
It's a tough one to nail down. How about we go for three records?
Three records.
Three tracks are your favourites at the moment.
Okay, I'm really liking the Midland Diving Bell drum dub.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, really good. I'm also really into Joy Orbison at the moment. He's doing...
Yeah, he's good.
He's doing big things, especially with Boudicca. Those records are just absolutely nuts. And it's not a record of now, but I've rekindled my love for this record, and it's Crystal Waters' Gypsy Woman.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, a record. Every time, I'm like, yes! And I know the next time I'm playing out, I'm 100% going to play that song, like 100%.
Yeah, when you play out, are you a fan of, obviously you talk about playing, you play a lot of current stuff, obviously that's what happens, but is it quite nice? Is it almost a bit selfish? You go, this one's for me, and you put a bit of an older one in.
Yeah, not necessarily older records, but I do sort of kind of take it from this mentality that, you know, I play quite a few for the crowd, and then I go into something that I really want to play, and then go to the crowd. So I normally have a balance between sort of like remixes, edits, popular songs from the genre that I'm in, and then there's like, I throw a nice obscure sort of song that I just really want to hear on a big system.
Yeah, are you a fan of planning a set, or are you quite off the cuff, spontaneous, I'll just see how the crowd are playing, and then I'll go from there?
100% spontaneous.
I think that's the best way.
Yeah, because then, you know, you can watch the crowd, and say if I drop a really garagey song and people just love it, and they're loving the garage, then, like, I obviously can drive my set towards, whilst I'm there, like, garage, and I can work on the vibe of people. Like, if it's really quiet, I'll play more of the sort of chilled out deep house stuff, but if it's, like, nice and lively, which are my favourite events to play, like, I'll go in with a bit of bass tunes, and it will just be an hour long, you know, assault on the senses, I guess. But people love it, so.
Yeah, totally. And in terms of, we've got Four Notorious at the moment. Let's look ahead, let's say the next 6 months. We won't go too far. What can people expect from Static Noises in terms of your own music?
Well, I should have a nice collab with someone coming up soon.
Can you say who?
I can't say who at the moment.
You can say who, Sam.
I can't, unfortunately.
How? Okay, when can we find out about this collaboration?
When it happens.
Okay, so...
So it hasn't... It's in the planning process.
There's not a date at the moment.
There's not a date. I've got a vocal song that's literally just being sent off to the record label.
Who's
now
the vocalist?
I can't say with that one either.
Sam, can you give us one exclusive? Can you give us something? A bit of a phoenix.
It's going to be called Stand to Fight, and that's all I can say.
That's all you can say?
Yeah.
That's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. I'm not complaining.
And there's one more track in the work with a vocalist that I'm very familiar with. If you can take that how you want to.
So you've got a record with Siobhan Layden?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, that's two exclusives. That's good. I'll take that. That's good. Yeah. I was only going for one, I've got two.
That's at the extreme end of 6 months, maybe longer.
Okay, yeah, so we can expect a few more vocal tracks then in the near future.
Yeah, I think there should be 3 before, say, September, that'll be out.
Okay, that's exciting.
So, yeah, I'm definitely starting to ramp up, because obviously I finished university soon, so at the moment I'm very stressed, but doing a lot of production work at the same time.
Is it the plan after uni to focus more on the music side of things then?
Yeah, it's just going to, I'm just going to focus on that solely for a while.
Okay, that's exciting.
It should be interesting. So you should start seeing more frequent stuff from myself.
Okay, we look forward to playing them on the radio then.
Yes. I look forward to finishing them.
Yeah. So how long do you tend to spend on a track? Like, on average, obviously different tracks take different amount of times.
Yeah, I get the basis for, a base for a track, probably ready in about 3 to 4 hours, so I get like the bare bone structure of it down. Because the way I do is, if I'm not feeling an idea that I'm working on within the half an hour, it's scrapped and gone on to the next one. But then all the finishing touches, making it sound like, you know, radio worthy, and recording the vocals can take up to 2 weeks to 3 months.
Yeah, you're not in control of the vocalist in that sense.
Not in control of the vocalist schedule.
Yeah, so you sort of have to wait on them to finish things off, I guess.
Yeah, and then once they send me the vocals, or I record the vocals with them, it's then another case of revisiting the song, getting it all to fit together nicely, you know, giving it that old
bit of polish,
sheen, polishing it,
bit of Mr. Sheen on it.
Yeah, Mr. Muscle.
Yep, Duck. Yeah. Other good. Yeah. There's definitely a cleaning brand called Duck. May have been a few years ago. It may be out of production now.
I'll go have a look in the shops.
Yeah, that's what you should do right now.
Come home with some meat, but you know, you never know.
I've just been to the shops. I've come home with some duck. A nice random shopping trip.
I don't think my housemates would appreciate it. It wouldn't go down well. With the duck, but you know.
You could have got a takeaway, but you got some cleaning product instead. Wouldn't go down well.
No, I don't think it's very safe to consume either.
No, definitely not for eating. No. Anyway, we may as well play Four Notorious on the radio, considering we've done this interview. So would you mind introducing the record for us?
Okay, yep. This is my new song from me, Static Noises, Four Notorious.
Wicked. Cheers, Sam. Have a good one.
No worries. Bye.